WMFO Medford. Good morning, Boston. DJ D here on MFO 91.5 in Boston. You are listening to the Dance Music Express Music Series with me, DJ D. And I have in studio my good friend FR from Ultimate Rock Radio. Frank, what's going on?
Not too much. Just hanging in there. I love being here, banging out the tunes for you guys. I enjoy it. I enjoy it very much. And I look forward to it every single week. Right here on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.
Wow, you're wound up this morning. What is going on?
Yeah, a little too much coffee. Yeah. Actually got a couple shots of it at Dunkin's.
You did?
A couple shots of espresso.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to try that on next time I'm coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I came in nice and early to hang out with you, and you taught me quite a bit. You're really, really coming along well with the music show and stuff. And I'm telling you right now, I'm thinking about burning all of my disco, my funk, my soul. That'd be like 150,000 songs. And I'm just going to be a rock boy.
I don't think that's ever going to happen, though. No, listen, you have a good thing going, too, because you're a little bit versatile. Mm-hmm. You know, you switch back and forth, a little bit of disco, 70s, then when you least expect it, you throw in a rock song here and there.
Yeah.
So that's good. You know, to me, it seems like you like a lot of genres.
You have to. Yeah. You know, you've been in this business, you have to. I went out there, as you know, I do a lot of boat cruises and fundraisers and things like that. And you got to bounce around. You do some blues, some funk, some soul. Right. You know, read your crowd. I always tell when I teach new jocks, read your crowd. What's going on? Who do you have? You have people out there that are old and elderly. Start spinning some 50s and 60s, you know what I mean?
That's
you just
right.
got to read the crowd.
It's so important.
Oh, yeah. It's not how, you know, how you play it. It's you got to read the crowd and then let you know you're going to motivate them.
Definitely, yeah.
And you'll get the signal back. When I interview a client, the first thing I say is, you know, we like to see 50 to 100 songs. The reason why I do that is because that tells me musically where they're coming from.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And do they create that list for you?
Sometimes, you know, listen, I'll be happy with 20. I shouldn't say that.
Well, it gives you an idea.
Yeah, exactly. Because then I know, you know, if they're playing, you know, they're telling me, you know, they're writing down stuff like, you know, heavy metal stuff, you know, then I know where they're coming from. They're not going to want to hear disco and soul. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, it's really important. Yeah, absolutely.
Even if you get the minimum, like, say, maybe 10, 20 songs, something like that, they hand them to you, it's a start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're getting an idea, like, you know, what they like, what they want.
Absolutely.
You know, if you get 100, that's icing on the cake.
Yeah, usually I get like 100 to 150, and then I download. You know, I buy the pro licenses for the downloading.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, it's worth it. And I download the stuff, and, I, you know, sometimes you'll be careful of malware and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But I always download nice, clean stuff. And if I don't like it, like I did a wedding last weekend, and I told the bride, I said, that song you picked out, I really don't like that version. I found another one that's a little crispy, more clean.
Yeah.
And it was called the Diamond version. And she said, okay, fine. You know, she was great. Yeah.
Oh, good, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's where it's at. Yeah. If they give you the exact titles, that's even better. You don't even have to go searching or coming up with like genres on your own to fit the genre they like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's best to get the exact songs that they want and then you spin them.
Yeah. And I had a great opportunity last week to work with Lori Grain from WBZ Radio. She is unbelievable.
Yeah, you said she does the traffic or something?
Yeah, she does the traffic. I think she does some commercials and stuff like that.
Oh, commercials, yeah.
Yeah, she is just an incredible woman, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. We had a blast.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. You posted some pictures. Yeah, those are great pictures.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Yeah, hopefully we're going to do some stuff together. We're talking about putting some things together. But her schedule's so busy, it's very difficult. But we're definitely going to be doing some stuff.
That's great. Yeah, I think that's a good mix right there. You too.
You ain't lying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the pitches, you kind of blended. You blended together.
We just had a perfect click, you know, and it's just, she did all the announcing. I was on the docks introducing, you know, bringing the bride and groom in, and I actually had to help the bride. She looks back at me. She goes, Daryl, my dress is dragging. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. All right, let me get this squared away. I had to, stand behind her and carry the dress or whatever.
Whatever
they call it. I don't know what they call it. But it was great. Just great. Great people, the whole crew.
Wow.
Yeah, we had about 100 people on board.
Yeah.
And that's probably going to be our last cruise because it's getting cold and the boat's coming out next week, I think, unfortunately. But we'll be back next year, you know. Weddings on the water with DJD.
Oh, you can't be. A wedding on the on a boat. Is it a cruise ship?
It's about 150 feet, I think it is.
Yeah.
It's a good sized boat. We can put 150 people on legally.
Yep. Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they must love it.
Oh, my God.
Love it, yeah.
Nice galley downstairs. And we're on the Merrimack River. so you don't have to worry about the waves and the stuff. You know, it just it's nice. I don't even tie my equipment down.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if you could talk about this, but what does something like that cost, if you can, if it's personal? Like, if somebody wants to book a wedding, it depends on how many people and all that, I would imagine?
The best thing for them to do is send me an email.
Send you an email.
But yeah. If they're interested in booking a boat cruise, you know, Captain Fishy's, Captain's Fishing and Party Cruises out of Newburyport, Newburyport Whale Watch, and just call the office and ask for Ryan or Chris,
okay.
And they can talk about pricing. But again, yeah. We're at the end of the year. So, but we do, you know, the whale watching and the fishing and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine that. They go out and they...
Oh, yeah. That's unbelievable.
I've never done that before. I got to try that one time.
Yeah. Whale watching I've never done.
No. Well, we did once. I don't think we saw anything, but yeah. And if you don't see anything on the whale watch, you can go the next time for free, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Saw some dolphins. Went to the Bahamas, Dolphin Cay.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just swimming all around. I accidentally mistaken one for a friggin' shark. My wife goes, "Wait, what are you talking about? It's a dolphin." We couldn't stop cracking up laughing. It was real funny. You had to be there.
Apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, but, you've always been a barrel of laughs. You know what I mean, Frank?
Of course.
And what else we have happening? We have a big event coming up on October 14th. I'll be in Hampton Airfield for the FlightForCF.com Foundation. They do fundraising for cystic fibrosis. I host their events, and we just did Beverly Airport. We had 5,000 people.
Wow.
So this will be our last show this year. We got 10 next year booked, and we're doing this for a very caring person who has a individual that has the illness, and so that's why they've created this organization, and I'm proud and thankful to be part of it.
Yeah,
it's just a great,
great
thing. October 14th, Hampton Airfield, Hampton, New Hampshire. Come on up, join on. We're looking for sponsors and we're looking for volunteers, so anybody who wants to come up, get involved. It's just a great opportunity.
That's great. And yeah, such a good cause too, cystic fibrosis, right?
Yes, that is correct, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's fantastic. You're doing a good thing, Daryl.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. We have a lot of fun, you know. The one in Beverly was just a blast.
Yeah.
And all kinds of aircraft come in. We're going to have the paratroopers fly in, but overcast is just too dangerous, so they wouldn't do it. But the state police came with their new bird, their new helicopter. Oh,
right.
My God, it's beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great.
Also, I think, aren't you looking for someone to sing the national anthem?
I forgot. You're right.
No, any singers out there?
I know. We'd love to have somebody come up and sing the national anthem. And if they're interested, you know what, Frank? I can teach them how to DJ.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, if I can do it.
The wheels of steel.
The wheels of
That's
steel.
That's right.
I know. People say, what is the wheels of steel?
Yeah.
You know, one time I taught here at the radio station, the girls, they said, can you teach them how to spin vinyl? I said, sure, absolutely. So I was showing the girl the record, and she goes, what's the big line do between the small lines? It's when it goes to the next song.
Yeah.
I said, oh my gosh, she doesn't know that. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Yeah, record. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
A lot of people don't know what the Wheels of Steel are, though.
Yeah, the Wheels of Steel.
It's basically a nickname for your show. Or spinning.
It's a nickname for the turntables. On the Wheels of Steel, DJT.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been saying that for years.
That's a catchy name. It really is.
Yeah,
I
the
like
Wheels
that.
Of Steel, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so keep that up. Keep using that.
Yeah, I like
Definitely,
that.
Definitely, yeah.
Saying.
What else is cooking now? Any other type of functions, or is it just the...
I have a couple of private events on the calendars. I'm doing an oldie show this week, and then we're booking a holiday season. So anybody who's interested in a holiday event, send us an email to DJD at DJD at WMFO. WMFO. Where are we?
Somewhere. Slow down. No.
DJD at WMFO. DJD at gmail.com or dancemusicexpress@gmail.com. And just tell me what your needs are and we'll help you out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. That's great. And it's nice. You're doing something you enjoy other than just, you know, being on the radio. You know, outside of the radio, you're doing something you really enjoy, which is important.
It's a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, a little traveling here and there, but I'll tell you, the pleasure makes up for it.
I'll tell you, we're getting old. We've been doing this a long time. Can
I
you
know.
Imagine?
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about your band. You had a band, a rock band, years ago, and you were a drummer?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Years ago, you know, I played around all over New England professionally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the popular bands I was in was Ray Paul and RPM.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had a lot of fun. And we did some albums, 45s, and you know, we were on the radio and did some TV shows back then and all that. Mm-hmm. And it was all fun, but there came a time, you know, I just couldn't do it anymore. It was just a lot of work. And I decided to keep it going like this, just, hey, get into DJing. I love music, right? I played it.
Yeah.
For many years, I played music all over the place in bands.
Yeah.
And so I said, why not just play music for other people now? Instead of playing the drums, you just get behind the board in a radio station and just bang out the tunes.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So that's how I'm keeping my passion going right now, just by being a DJ on the radio.
Yeah, no, you do. Your show sounds great. I remember when you first came in, we started working, what's it, about 45 years ago now?
Yeah, a long time.
You imagine that? I know, yeah. And I remember when you first came in, we were always covering each other, like from like we're doing today, 10 to 11 or whatever hours right. were back then.
Right.
And then we got separated. I think you stayed on Mondays and I went to Wednesdays.
Yep, yep.
For a long time, I was on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. And then now we're back together again.
Yeah. Well, actually, we were both on Wednesdays.
Okay.
Way back when. And then I got moved to Mondays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now you're back, Harry. Here we go again.
I know. Yeah. And we have our girls in the morning. Do you remember the girls show in the morning?
Yeah, it's Next Door Neighbor.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah. Aren't they fantastic?
Oh, yeah.
I love
yeah,
those kids, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm calling this like, you know, you had a nice weekend. Everything was cool. Sunday, you relax, get ready for it. And then it's Madness Monday right here.
Sure, why not?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They started out, then you come out with the rock, and then I kick it with the, you know, the funk, the soul, the dance sets. You know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. And I walked in today. She was training. I walked into about five people.
Oh, that was okay. I see what they were doing.
And her sidekick wasn't in today.
Yes.
So I think just Nick was in today.
Okay.
And I guess Mia will most likely be back next week.
Yeah, they're great.
But she did a great job training. I listened to a little bit of it, maybe about 10 minutes. Great, great job. And it's a great show, too. I enjoy it. I listened to it on the way up.
You know? I didn't train this year. This is the first year I didn't train. I just got a lot on my plate right now.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do, you know?
It's understandable. You train, I think you train all the time, right?
I've trained for the past 5 years, yep.
Yeah.
This is the first year I took off, yeah.
Completely mm-hmm. understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get overloaded, you got to slow down a little bit, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but listen, we got a long way to go, and you're only as old as you feel.
That's right.
Yeah. You got to keep working out. You got to keep exercising and working out. You don't have to kill yourself, but just you got to walk like every other day.
Mm-hmm.
Walk for about an hour or get an exercise bike. Put it in front of the TV.
Yep.
Right?
And you're right.
That takes your mind off the time.
Yep.
You know, but you got to do it. That, you know, it keeps you thinking young.
Yep. You're absolutely correct.
And plus you look better too when you work out on a regular basis.
Yep.
You look a lot better.
Yep.
So remember, you're only as old as you feel. I don't feel my age and I'm up there. I'm up there like you.
You know? Hey, well, thanks for sharing that with everybody. I appreciate that.
Oh, anytime. Yeah, listen, yeah. You don't look a day over 80. No.
Well, everyone says, Jesus, you sound great on the radio. So thank you very much. And you have a great face for radio.
Yeah, yeah.
But, great face for radio, Frank, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, great face.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah. No, but I'll tell you, no, you really don't look your age, because I think I know how old you are. You told me a while back, but you don't look your age at all.
Yeah. I act like I'm 10.
I can tell you work out a little, too, right?
Yeah.
Well.
I have a wisecrack, but I'm not going to say it now. I act like I'm 10, you know.
Well, there you go, right?
No. Yeah. I'll tell you, moving the equipment stuff, getting a little hot. I don't know. Well, I guess you just got to get used to it, I guess. Or you know, because when I load the boats, I mean, I carry like 10 pieces of equipment. I can't cut it down. Yeah. I have to have my controller, my lights, my this, my that, my wiring. You know, by the time it's set up and everything, you know, it's a lot of work. It's a good hour.
Yeah, you need help, probably.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And I'm sure they help you, whoever you take on the job.
Yep.
You know, they got to help you with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't do it all.
Yep.
Yeah, it was like me playing the drums. That, you know,
I know,
setting up the drums, taking them down, putting them in the car, taking them home. The same thing all the time, two or three times a week. It was a lot of work.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I mean, we had roadies at one time. I had some people helping me, but not that long. Yeah, you know, we had them. I think I had drum tech. I had a drum tech for about maybe a couple of years, and that was it.
Yeah.
After that, I had to do everything myself. And it just got to be too much work. It's a lot of work.
You know who's a drummer? I don't know if you know, my little sweetie, Ella. The program director.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. Yeah. Yeah. She's a drummer.
She's in a band with her family.
That's right. Yep, yeah, you're right.
I remember she told me that because right. I used to relieve her before the pandemic.
Yep, that's yeah. right. She's on Wednesdays now. She invited me in, but I'm not going to be able to come in this week, but she's on Wednesdays. Actually, we're doing a gig this weekend, her and I.
Oh, nice. Yeah, good, yeah. good. Yeah, tell her I said hello.
Definitely. She's yeah. oh, she's incredible. She's out there a few times with me. We were doing a big road race, and I'm setting up. I had three systems to set up, so I did the fronts, you know, the first station. Then I did the stage, got her on stage, and she's playing. And then I'm down on the beach setting up a sound system, and I hear the mixing, like, you know, like the nightclub days. I'm like, what in the? Are you kidding me? I went up, Ella, is that you? She goes, yeah. So, my God, you're unbelievable. Wow. Mixing and blending the music. Yeah. It was great. Yeah. And
you didn't even show her anything? Nothing?
No, I don't think I really did. No, she picked up right away. But, you know, she's in a band. She musically understands, you know. So, it was great. You know, nice long blends, you know, in and outs. And, oh my God, underlays, overlays. Like, damn. This girl's good.
I'm glad that worked out, yeah.
Oh, she's great.
Without even getting her familiarized with the board.
Yeah, she knew. Yeah, I showed her quickly the board, you know.
A little bit. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, she has experience from here, too. So, you know, it's basically the same.
Same
you know?
Thing, yeah. yeah. That's mm-hmm. great. Good for you.
Yeah,
good for you,
great.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Yeah. yeah.
All right, well, listen now. We got a dedication going out. What's your dedication to your
loved one? Oh, yeah, it's my wife. My wife, Sandra. And I hope you're doing okay. And we're going to play something from Justin Timberlake. I know you like him. And
how about Katy Perry, California Girls? Want to start off with that? Or do you want the Justin?
The Justin one is good.
All right, well, give
what's
me one.
What's the name again? The Justin one? I forgot.
I forgot, too. Hey,
can't
listen.
Can't Stop the Feeling. Can't yeah. Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake. I know you like that one. Then we got Katy Perry coming up, okay, with California Girls. And what was the other one? It was one more. Oh, Venus. Venus
yeah.
by Shocking Blue. Remember that one? We watched the video and everything. So these are for you, okay, hon? And I hope you're feeling better. I hope you're doing okay. So just crank it up if you can. I know you're working.
DJD and FR on WMFO 91.5 Boston.
Inside my bones, it goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop. When you dance, 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 feel good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, 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 come on. Ooh, it's something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, lock the way we rock it, so don't stop, stop. You, when you dance, 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 feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
I know a place where the grass is really greener. Warm, wet and wild. There must be something in the water. Sipping gin and juice. Laying underneath the palm trees. Yeah. And
I love the most. I mean the ones. I mean like she's the one. Kiss her, touch her, squeeze her buns. The girl's afraid she drive a Jeep and live on the beach. I'm okay, I won't play. I love the bay just like I love LA. Venice Beach and Palm Springs. Summertime is everything. Homeboys banging out. All that hanging out. Bikinis, zucchinis, martinis, no weenies. Just the king and the queenie. Katie, my lady. Here, baby, I'm all up on you, 'cause you represent California.
Put your hands up.
WMFO 91.5 in Boston. DJ D on the Wheels of Steel right here. I'm telling you right now, I am going to be a rock baby. I can feel it. Frank is still with me, and he's like laughing. I'm telling you right now, Frank, get on that headset. I'm telling you right now, Frank, you're really turning me around. You're making my life better.
Yeah? I don't think that could ever happen. Yeah. You got it down pat.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah. No, you like some of that rock music, though?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. Not too bad.
Sometimes you got to change it up, you know?
Yep.
I mean, dance music is great. Don't get me wrong. I love your show. And pre-noontime workout, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I like
right
that,
right here
too.
On MFO 91.5.
You get people up. You get people up moving, working out, aerobics, whatever you can do to help people.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that part's great.
Yeah. I do my pre-noontime workout here, and then I go home and take a nap. How's that sound?
Well, that's perfect. That's good. I like that one.
So, Frank, since you're back on with me, tell me what we just played. Can you see the board from over there?
Yeah, we just played, let's see, Katy Perry, California Girls.
That's right.
And before that, we had, the heck did we play? I can't see it from here.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah, Justin Timberlake.
Can't Stop the Feeling.
Can't Stop the Feeling.
And we just played Venus.
By the Shocking Blue. That was an oldie, and it was a great tune back in the day. Yeah. It was number one, hit number one on Billboard.
Yeah, it is a great tune.
Yeah.
And let's see, we sent that out to your wife. You want to give her a shout out?
Yep. How you doing, hon? Hope you're doing well. You might be working. You might not even be hearing this, but if not, I'm going to play it for you anyway when I get home, you know, because we do have the archive. Thank God for the archives. I'll tell you, I listen to them all the time, and I really get into it.
That's great. You know, I think we're going to do a PSA. I was going to make you read one, but I'm not going to do that to you.
Oh, good. I always play the ones where you press the button.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do right now. All right, MFO 91.5 Boston.
All right.
Hey, Ned, can you lift this box for me?
Oh, sure, Sandy.
Thank you.
Are your joints trying to tell you something?
Hey, Ned, how about tossing me that pencil?
No problem.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
The fact is, for healthy bones, joints, and muscles, weekend exercise just isn't enough. You should exercise a total of 30 minutes every day.
Hello. Oh, sure, Tim. I'll walk right over.
Try jogging or going for quick walks or taking the stairs instead of the elevator.
Be right there, Tim.
For more ideas on building a healthier body, call 1-800-824-BONES or visit aaos.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. We keep you well connected.
Bye-bye, Ned.
Oh, bye, Sandy.
A public service announcement right here from WMFO 91.5 in Boston. You have to exercise. You have to get out, like Frank and I were talking about. We got to get out, get off the couch, and
walk around a little bit, do some exercise. I usually do my pre-noontime workout. We're running a little off schedule today. We enjoyed interviewing Frank and his great show. You got to check him out, Ultimate Rock Radio, right here on MFO at 10 a.m. And then I come in and I kick it with, I don't know, he's trying to talk me into being a rock DJ. I don't know about that. I don't know. Maybe I will. I don't know. I do my pre-noontime workout and I do some funk, some soul and everything. Hey, we want to listen to us worldwide. All you need to do is go to WMFO.org, click on listen, and you can catch up with me at 11 a.m. right here on Mondays, our new schedule. And you can catch up with Frank on WMFO at 10 a.m., Ultimate Rock Radio. And then we have our two girls. Frank, what's the name of the girl show again?
Oh, it's Next Door Neighbor.
Next Door Neighbor, my two favorite girls. They're unbelievable.
Mia and Nick.
What is it?
Mia and Nick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mia and Nick. And they do a great job. And the three of us, we call it Madness Monday. We're going to get you there. And don't forget, mark your calendars October 14th because we have a big fundraiser in Hampton Airfield, Hampton, New Hampshire. That's right. We are hosting an event with flightforcf.com, and we raise funds for cystic fibrosis, and we look to have a lot of fun. We play whatever you want to hear. Lots of good things. Lots of things to do up there. Lots of aircraft. You know, remote control aircraft, stuff like that. It's just going to... And I think we might be... We gave away a couple of flights last week. I did Beverly Airport. We had 5,000 people. So we might be doing something like that again. I don't have the orders from my supervisors, my producers, whatever you want to call them. But anyway, Hampton Airfield. That's right. Join me, DJ D. And... Maybe I'm talking Frank into coming up there. I don't know if he's going to do it, but we'll see if we can get him out of the house. I don't know. Hampton Airfield, Hampton, New Hampshire. And you're listening to WMFO 91.5 right here in Boston, the Dance Music Express music series. Oh, look out, y'all. It's that time coming at you. Little dance music. DJ D on the Wheels of Steel.
You're in the mix with DJ D.
Me true love, or
WMFO Medford. Hey, it's almost that time that I'm out of here. Y'all, I got five more minutes. I'm going to kick it up for a little bit more, and then I'm out of here. You're listening to the Dance Music Express Music Series with me, DJ D, right here on MFO 91.5 in Boston. If you want to reach us worldwide, all you need to do is go to WMFO.org, click on Listen, and you can catch up with me Mondays at 11 a.m. and my good friends before me. They have just great shows. Ultimate Rock Radio, my good friend Frank, and my two favorite girls, and I can't remember their show right now because I didn't write it down, but I love them. They're great. And we have a big event coming up on October 14th. Don't forget Hampton Airfield. It's a fundraiser for cystic fibrosis. We'd love to see you guys there. Support us. Volunteer. If you're a DJ, come on. I'll put you on the Wheels of Steel for a little bit. Let you play a little bit. And sponsors. We need sponsors. For more information, send an email to flightforcf.com. And they'll get back to you. Hampton Airfield, October 14th. I'm almost out of here, y'all. Thank you for letting me entertain you. And everybody, God bless and always, always stay safe.